Before I get started, I just wanted to acknowledge a couple of our players that we just were informed of this past week, getting some postseason honors that were pretty exciting for them. Everything nose guard, James Woolley, and Chris Waldron, our offensive tackle, have both been invited to play in a Division III football senior classic. So we're very, very happy for them. They're two great seniors that really have done a heck of a lot for the program. Both very strong academic students, and we wish them the best. And Brian Pastor, our starting safety, was just named to the academic all-district team. So we're really, really proud of these guys by all means. Well, I stand up here and I seem to find another reason why we lost. And of course, the only one that was really left to be exposed was special teams. And that's what was led to our demise. I think before we actually had the ball, we were losing 9-0. Our opening kickoff, our freshman fullback, of course, was told never to touch the ball. Touched it, and he fumbled it. And then on an ensuing punt, we fumbled that punt back to Wilkes. And before you know it, was 9-0. So, and then we actually had another punt block that led to a safety. So, by all means, those three big pieces, offense, defense, and special teams, we just seem to find a problem with one of those three the last couple of weeks. Defensively, we did once again a great job. They had 62 yards rushing on 32 attempts. Quarterback, I think, only threw for like around 170 yards. Offensively, we broke out of our, problems, if you will. Our run game was by far the best of the year. Adam Smith was just tremendous, and the offensive line had a lot to do with that. Okay, here we go. Last game of the year, and who would you pick to play but Del Valle? And we are excited. Obviously, the Keystone Cup, I've been around Widener a few years, and it's all these last couple games have been about as exciting as you get. 2 years ago, we played in a monsoon and came down to the last, couple minutes of the game. We got a turnover and went in and scored. Then last year, we went down there and it came down to a Hail Mary pass on our end, and they picked it off, inside their 10-yard line. Our kids are extremely excited. By all means, Del Valle, watching them on film by far is the best football team in our conference. Hands down, both sides of the ball. Jimmy and his staff have done a phenomenal job with those kids. That's about the best offensive defensive game I saw against Albright, in a long while. So we have, we have our challenge ahead of us, but good week in practice. The kids are ready, and hopefully it'll be a great game in our place.
Mike, how big of a rivalry has this become?
I actually think, Coach Swine, he goes way back too. Lycomi and Widener has been like World War V. And I still think it is World War V. But it's getting to be a little bit more like neighborly. They're down. They're not too far from us. We do a lot of recruiting with each other, against each other, rather. So it's definitely, I would say at this point in time, it's probably our top rivalry, for sure. Yep.